Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we break down the Connor Franta versus Daniel Preda twink-on-twink crimes. We discuss RuPaul's review of Challengers, and Corey offers his official apology to me, 15 years in the making. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Ooh, good morning!
Why is it good morning?
Because I'm in neck pain. My God, last Wednesday?
Really?
Oh my God, last Wednesday I pulled my neck somewhere and then I spent all weekend trying to lay and be still and blah, blah, blah. And then yesterday, last night, I pulled my neck in a different spot.
Do you think this is years worth of damage of you doing that?
Yes, I thought of it last night. So I have always been a neck cracker. You know what? Well. Let me tell you something. In elementary school, were people not cracking their bodies and stuff just to be like, look how much I can crack?
I don't think I learned to crack my knuckles until later in life, but I've been happy with it ever since.
You cracking your knuckles? You crack them?
I crack my knuckles. I crack my toes. That's about it. I ain't trying to... What's the saying about your neck? Well, isn't it just the consequences of my actions?
Well, yes, I fucked around and I found it out. So I've been cracking everything, every part of my body, every inch, my toes, my ankles, my knees, I'm a cracker. I twist my back.
I'm a cracker.
Who said that? I'm a cracker. Like, I crack. Like, do you not twist your back to crack your back?
In the morning, oh, I do. But I go to the gym and I roll out the top part of my back on the foam roller, and it all goes.
Okay. So do you? Like, what about your neck?
I don't really crack my neck.
Well, ever since I was
I'm
little,
not a
I
cracker.
Did. I'm a cracker. And you know what? I would always be told, someday your head's going to roll right off your body. Your neck's going to crack. I would always say, well, it sounds like I'm not going to be there to pick up the consequences. I'm going to be dead as soon as it happens. No biggie to me.
No, doesn't your brain keep it going for 7 minutes or something?
Girl, did you see Wild Wild West or...
Did you say juicy?
Juicy? Juicy Wild Wild West. Did you see Wild Wild West
with Will Smith?
Yes, that one thing that like had a magnet and it would cut off people's heads. You remember that? That for a second, that would feel good.
No, what I was thinking of was how I didn't like the movie Wild Wild West with Will Smith and Kevin Klein, but I did learn all the lyrics to the song.
You know that's a cover.
Wild Wild West. Desperado. Rough Rider. No, you don't want nada. Yes. None of this. Six gunning this. Brother running this.
No.
Buffalo Soldier.
Are you reading lyrics?
Look,
are
it's
you
on, like I told you.
Are you on no, A to Z really lyrics not. Right now?
No. No, what I did pull up was, you know, I love my morning games. I'm into a new morning game.
Okay.
And Will Smith was one of the categories today. So okay. You made me think of that.
You're welcome. Okay.
Well, it's called Cinematrix.
Why did you just slurp? What's going on? Are you making a lot of spit?
Well, it's called Cinematrix. And I actually thought of you this morning when I did it. So it gives you a 3x3 grid, 9 squares total. And you got to fill in the blanks in the intersections. So the top row is Will Smith. And you have to name a movie from Will Smith that was released between 2010 and 2019.
Okay. And it has to be 3 letters?
No.
Oh.
Where did you get 3 letters?
You said three by three.
The grid is 3x3. So in the top row, it says actor Will Smith. In the first slot, it's a movie that was released between 2010 and 2019. The next one is an Oscar-nominated film with Will Smith in it. And the last one is a one-word movie title with Will Smith in the movie.
I can't answer any of those. All I can think of is Wild Wild West. And what's that one where he has a dog?
iRobot?
Yeah, is that any of those answers?
But I think iRobot, okay, I did consider iRobot.
Independence Day.
But it came out before 2010.
Okay.
And it's not one word, and it definitely wasn't Oscar nominated. But, so the three, it's usually like 3 actors down the side, and then like the top changes, it's either like a long title, an Oscar nominated film, blah, blah, blah. So the 3 people today were Will Smith, Julianne Moore, and Joseph Gordon-Levitt. And so I thought of you.
Because 500 Days of Summer, of course.
I guessed 500 Days of Summer for the first column, but I was wrong. It came out in 2009, so I was a year early.
Damn, that's crazy.
But I did, but I got 6 out of the 9 squares, which is really good for me. I'm not a movie buff, but I enjoy playing this game.
You're really trying to invigorate your brain. Okay.
Yeah, I'm really working my brain to get it smart again. I do crosswords, I do puzzles, I read.
Okay, girl. We get it, girl.
So this weekend I posted because I saw the movie Challengers with Zendaya, whoever, and those two boys 2 weeks ago because I had an early sneak preview. But then I felt left out because all the gays were clamoring about it all weekend because it dropped on Friday. So then I posted, which of the boys do you want to kiss? And you replied, who the fuck are they?
Well, I mean, no. You put the names of their characters or you put the names of their actors?
You think I know their names of their actors? I've never seen those boys in anything.
Yeah, well, okay, your poll on Instagram, your Instagram story had a poll and it had the pictures of the two of them. And
those
then
were the characters.
Let me just set the scene for the people. It had a picture.
They
of
follow
the
me. They know. They saw don't know. The scene,
so
honey.
So the picture
they're
was a.
Following me.
The picture was side by side of the two gentlemen.
Well,
one,
yes.
One on the left, one on the right. Then your poll. Yes. Shut up. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, you read left to right and up and down, you dumb bitch.
And then your poll was Kevin and Kyle. One on the top, one on the bottom. So, like, who's Kevin, who's Kyle?
The girls. That's what a lot of people replied and said, neither. And I said, then you didn't see the movie, and this poll is not for you. Because before
well,
I saw
the problem
the movie,
is you really need an option that's like show
results.
I don't
have a problem. I have no problems.
That's true.
The problem is the people who didn't see the movie, they're the problem. What I was going to say was I went into the movie thinking, wow, I don't want to blow either of these gentlemen. And
but
I left the movie. It was a very horny movie. People are all, how'd you like it? How was it? I've been saying horny. Very.
Did you see what RuPaul said about the movie?
Juicy.
Did you see what RuPaul said about the movie?
No, what'd she say?
She said, she already done Challengers.
Okay, that's a stretch. Okay, back to the drawing board.
So everybody
wanted to get in on. Everybody wanted to get on in on the cultural moment.
No, that was a lie. RuPaul didn't say that. I just tweeted that because I'm funny.
Ooh, yikes!
She already done challengers.
So I really went into the movie not thinking I had a crush on either of them, but I left the movie definitely wanting to blow Josh O'Connor, is what I learned his real name to be.
What else is he in?
Somebody told me he's in God's Own Country, which is a gay movie, and they said he shows dick in it. So I was going to watch last night, but it was $3 to rent.
Hey, I've seen that. I've seen it.
I just thought
I saw it in I saw it in the theater, actually.
I just never thought I wanted a skinny tennis boyfriend, but now I do.
Oh God, they're kind of trending right now, aren't they?
Skinny tennis boyfriend.
Damn, now, you know what? Sounds fat phobic, actually. Now that you put it that way, Corey, cool.
You know, I meant twink, not thin, because the people said so.
Okay. All right.
I meant twink like the one guy in the movie said he had to eat 10,000 calories a day to get to gain the 30 pounds that he needed to be in that movie to bulk up because he's a tried and true twink.
Yeah, you know what? I'm sick of being called a twink. You know what a twink is? A twink is somebody who has to eat that much food to gain a pound. Bitch,
me. My trainer told me I was a slow gainer.
If I ate that much food, honey.
My trainer said, you're a slow gainer. I said, this just sounds like you're bad at your job. I didn't say that, but I thought it.
So the movie is a lot of, it's what, like, twink on twink crime?
No, it's a love triangle.
Okay. Well, speaking of twink on twink crime...
Okay. Are you talking about the new bowls Troy's selling for $641? No. No. Do you know what I'm talking about?
You know what? I do. It's not a bowl.
He's calling it a bowl.
Does a bowl not have a bottom?
It's a bottomless bowl.
It's a rim.
It's a ring.
It's a ring.
I would die for that at the bottom of a pool.
Okay.
Bottomless, baseless, beautiful bowl. $167 for a small or $610 for the large.
Why? What is this? Is this a sponsored? Thank you so much to our sponsor.
No. I was reading a countdown of what's hot right now to try to come up with topics to talk about, and that was on it.
Back to the drawing board.
That was this whole article of what's hot right now.
Okay, you know what?
I'll save it. Continue.
Back to my twink on twink crime.
I mean, my answer fit the bill, but it wasn't the answer you were looking for.
So who's the twink attacking the twink? Are you the twink attacking that twink?
No.
Who's the other twink in the equation?
Any twink who gets...
The bowl. Okay, anyway. I was going to say, were you on the internet this week?
I sure was.
Did you see... Juicy! Did you observe the experience of... Let's start at the beginning.
Okay.
Joey Graceffa.
Heard of her.
Yeah, me too. So he's doing kind of like a...
career revamp.
Sure, whatever. I don't know. But like he's got like this this structure of series on his YouTube channel where it's like social experiment, sort of like...
It's giving, who is that? Who is that other YouTube channel who just does the social experiments?
I don't know. Well, I mean, to be honest, I don't know if this is like an accurate assessment, but it's kind of like BuzzFeedification of like, there's like, Tana Mojo dating each of the 12 zodiacs, like, and seeing, well, blind dating each of zodiacs is, you know, like, it's kind of like the title leads before the content. The title is kind of the clickable. What's something clickable? Like, and this is not derogatory at all. This is content creation, blah, 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 blah. The title in question that brings us to the moment we are about to discuss was, it was like truth or, it was like a truth or dare. The dare was like eat a disgusting thing. But like you had to, it was two exes sitting down to like, you know, expose the truth about their relationship after they broke up. Okay.
So should we do it?
Sure. No.
Should we do it? But the person has to eat 100 chicken nuggets if they pass on the question. It's giving I plead the fifth. It's giving BuzzFeed.
Yeah, it's like I plead the fifth. Yes. So Joey and Daniel sat down, answered questions like who was the first person you hooked up with when we broke up, or what's, you know,
when's the last time we fucked?
Other
Did
questions.
Did you paint chips as a child?
Sure. Blah blah blah. And in one of those, one of the promo clips for it that was going around on TikTok, there was a moment cut out of the video of Daniel about to go off about somebody. And then Joey goes, name him, name him, name him. And Daniel goes and says what he says. He named him. He said, Connor Franca. And what was the claim that he said?
He said he used to be jealous of Joey's relationship with Connor until he met Connor and realized that he was the most boring person ever.
Oh, okay.
What? I think that's an exact quote.
Okay.
I only saw the 30-second clip. You're the one who did the research.
I didn't do any research. What do you think I am? So that's going around, and honestly, it's kind of like, listen, Daniel has had a career rebrand on TikTok. He is self-proclaimed number one hater. So he's going around LA and trying famous things or celebrity things that are like, you know, the celebrity Erewhon smoothie or whatever, brought to you by Zendaya or whatever the fuck. And so then he's like, oh, let me see if it's number one hater approved. And this has done really well for him. It's got a format. It's like, it's content that's doing well. So I think he's feeling his hater oats, which brings us to this this moment where he's kind of feeling his oats about, you know what, let me let this shine through, but in a direction towards somebody that everybody in this group has that knows or like is definitely going to see it. And so then Connor posts a TikTok. P.S.
She stitched it.
The night this was all happening, I was hanging out with a friend who knows nobody of anybody of any of these people. And I said, will you just indulge me for 3 minutes as I explain what's going on? Because I can't not observe what's happening as it's happening live, because it was all happening live. And to talk it out and to explain it verbally, I sound crazy. I'm like,
I'm witnessing it now.
So then Connor was all, you're obsessed with me. I don't even think about you. People only know you because you're Joey Graceffa's ex. If my crime is being boring, your crime is being nothing.
Yeah, you actually, are you reading from the script?
No, I'm sorry.
Did you memorize this for the next RuPaul spoken
listen? Listen, I will say this, bitch. He gave me a button on the soundboard. Not many people can say that. Not many people can
What's
do that.
What's the button?
If my crime is being boring, your crime is being nothing. You are obsessed with me. Anyway, so I was gagged. I thought little old Connor, who's you know, I think a little bit more not number one hater. He's not, that's not the brand, I wouldn't say. I came out of the woodworks and defended himself, and I thought, you know what, good for you. If somebody were going around the internet saying I'm Actually, I don't know if I would respond. If somebody said I'm the most boring person.
Boring, I would be like, honey.
Well, I also know that I'm not boring.
Right.
So I don't know.
And if you think I'm boring, that's okay because I'm comfortable with who I am and what I like.
Comfortable in my skin, comfortable with who I am.
Literally.
Anyway, I know what I think? I think, honestly, Connor seems to be really living his life and not... I think the assessment of boring is off in the first place. He's not boring. He's just not drama driven.
You know what I say? If you're bored, you're boring.
If you're boring, if you're bored, you're boring.
If you're bored, you're boring.
Well,
I have no horse in this fight. Do horses fight?
They should.
I just want to know how you gonna say. How are you going to say, I don't think about you, but in the same breath be like, I see your subtweets. Honey,
baby,
you sound like you're thinking of him.
You don't think people tag the target of a subtweet in reply to the subtweet ever?
I would block anybody who did that to me.
Okay, but that's not the question. You don't think that people do that?
I don't know these days nowadays.
Don't play dumb.
That's my genuine answer. I feel like in the height of it all, yeah, probably. But like, people still do that, or are you guys still searching your indirects?
And secondly, don't you think that after
that was a valid question.
After years of training your Twitter algorithm to observe you as somebody who responds to content about you. Don't you think the algorithm will start showing you content about you?
Honey, I don't even get on Twitter anymore because and when
I'm
I
not
do,
saying
I
you. I'm not saying Corey
I
Cool. I'm
don't
saying
get
the,
on
the
that.
Average content creator.
Whatever that left column is, the For You Twitter feed is a hellscape to me.
Oh, I stick over there. I stay over there.
I wish I could permanently turn that off or hide it.
So my point is, sometimes you see content that you don't necessarily want to see. Doesn't mean that you're going out searching for it. If anything, the algorithm knows what will provoke more than your following tab.
I'd say I'm no shade, no tea. I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Okay, well, you go on with your bad self then, mama. You go on with your bad self. And then okay,
it
so that, and then
like,
to put
it
a
sounds
so,
like you're aware.
So then to put a pin in it, Daniel replied, and I thought, okay, when Connor replied, I thought, girl, don't get sucked in. Don't get like as tempting as it is, and as great of a little.
I think replying also is like.
Well, listen, there's nothing wrong with defending yourself, and if you have the words to put. That out into the universe the way he did, I think he came out of it looking like, damn, twink rights on that one. But then... there's nothing wrong with, being like, keep my name out of your mouth.
Do you think telling someone they're a no one is equal insult as saying someone's boring?
I haven't assessed the levels of whatever you're at. I don't even know what you're asking.
I'm asking, is it a fair retort? I just feel like if somebody called me boring, I would kind of laugh at it. I don't know. If somebody called me a nobody also, I'd kind of laugh at it because I'm not all hung up on it.
Anyway, I think Daniel replied and said, oh, you ate me up. And that was it. And I thought that's the only way you can reply. It's giving, what's that one, that show where that LaRoche goes, you ate that. You know what I'm talking about?
Dance Moms.
Whatever. It's yeah, Dance Moms.
ABDC.
ABDC.
Pose.
What? Anyway,
America's Best Dance Crew, ABDC.
Jabberwockies. Oh my God. Okay, so anyway, which you know what is just what? As useful of a button on my soundboard. Oh, you ate me up.
Okay, get it. You should get it.
So I think the real winner, the real winner of this twink on twink dispute is me. And I would like to thank them both.
What about the twinks trying to come in from the side and insert themselves? Because
who?
Wait, is that us on the podcast?
I'm no twink.
No, that one gay
who
was all trying to join the conversation.
Oh, girl. Wait. I don't know if who identifies as what. So I don't know who you think you're talking about, and I don't know if they talk about themselves that like that.
They're not gay?
I think. I don't know. Are they gay? I don't know.
What?
As somebody who has watched everybody involved in this story be not gay at one point, I don't know who's gay and who's not. You know what I mean? Like, Jesus Christ. And as somebody who.
Well, either way, to put a pin in it, I know I'm boring and I know I'm a nobody.
I'm Googling.
And that's how Sue sees it.
Hold on, hey. I'm Googling if they're gay.
You don't even know who I'm talking about.
I do know who you're talking about. I think that they have said that they've used gayness a lot. Who are you? What are you watching? I'm hearing a girl talking.
I'm trying to pull up a...
I'm looking for a coming out video from him. If
wait, I found a video and it says they. I don't have the 7 minutes to watch this video right now.
Anyway,
guess I'm wrong.
Anyway, pussy in bio. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Hey, okay. Are you on the espresso sants?
Not really. Honestly, most of my free time of listening has been dedicated to Chapel Roan.
Wow.
Is music in good hands? I'm not sure. Sabrina Carpenter, Chapel Roan. Who else we got going on?
I don't know. I like that espresso song, and that I don't even drink coffee.
Is that Sabrina Carpenter?
I couldn't tell you, and I don't actually care to learn their name.
Girl. Oh, don't be mean. Don't be a mean person.
Sure, I think so. I don't know. There's just a lot.
You know what we haven't discussed?
You're always trying to talk to me about that one girl I don't
know. JoJo Siwa?
No, unfortunately, I'm aware.
When is JoJo Siwa going to be a Fortnite skin?
JoJo Siwa is performing at Chicago Pride, and it's because you wouldn't stop talking about her on this podcast.
Oh, yeah. My influence, the Chicago Pride organizers.
Look what you've done to the Chicagoans.
Well.
Hey.
Hey,
what were you saying?
I was just going to say pussy in bio.
I have one more topic.
What?
So when I was on that list with the bottomless bowl for sale.
Okay.
They're also selling piss baby jeans.
What does that mean?
Would you... Looks, the jeans are designed, the wash has been put in a way where it looks like you might have pissed your jeans. It's an intentional wet crotch jean moment where the jeans looked soaked and soiled in the crotch on purpose for $811. Would you buy them?
No, there's not a denim I would buy for more than $100, and that's the that on that.
So you're not into the piss baby jeans?
No. And you know what? Even the most I've ever spent on denim, there I was. You know this story. I was going to my first gay
jeans,
bar.
And my jeans.
And I got some skinny blue denim. And I was ready to go to the gay bar, spiral, and they were too tight, and I could never wear them because they were always too tight.
Were you at spiral or were you spiraling?
Both. And you know what? I spent $60 on those jeans at Gap, and I never got any use out of them because I could never fit into them.
How you brought them home without trying them on?
I tried them on, but I was with gay people when I tried them on, and gay people were like, oh, those fit perfectly. And I was like, are you sure? And so then I wore them to the gay bar.
You were at the Gap with gay people.
It could happen to you. It Damn. Could happen to you.
Pussy in bio?
Bussy in bio.
Which Gap?
The Meridian Mall.
What is it called?
The Meridian
Eastwood
Mall.
Town Center?
No,
Gap?
At the Meridian Mall. And I tried on these blue denim, no wash.
You just fell into the Gap.
I squeezed into the Gap.
Wait. Is that the same time you got those white pants?
No. Different time.
Were those actually Gap, those white pants? Or did I just make... ask if they were Baby Gap and then you got mad at
me. I don't know. I honestly don't know where they were from.
Are you
they
still
they
mad?
May have, I'm not mad, but they
should
may
I,
have.
Should I issue an apology?
It should be on a note. It should be on a notepad app screenshot, and it should be on Twitter, and it should have a period in front of my at.
Period, Tyler. I would like to extend an apology.
Yes.
For that time. In college, you know what? When you knocked on my door.
Why don't you sound it out in your app, not live? Why don't you really work on this apology? Let's make sure you follow the guidelines. No excuses, you know? Let's just take accountability.
I would like to own my behavior.
Yes, own it, learn from it, grow from it.
I would like to apologize for commenting on your jeans.
They weren't jeans.
I'm sorry for hurting you.
They were just pants.
I'm sorry for any emotional distress okay. I caused.
Thank you.
And if we could go back in time, I would take it back.
Okay.
Oh, phew.
Does that feel good? It didn't feel good for me.
Phew. Glad that's over. Back to your regularly programmed
scrotum. Did you say
scheduled program?
Scrotum in bio.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Welcome to the Snapple Market Auditory Experience. Close your eyes. Imagine you're walking into your neighborhood store. You make your way to the back and reach for your favorite Snapple flavor. You can't wait. You take a sip. Whoa, that's a lot of flavor. What flavor are you holding? Now open your eyes and check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavorful Snapple near you.
Hey, I'm watching a new program. I'm watching a television show.
Is it that a nude program?
A new. I'm watching Fallout.
Is it scripted?
Fallout. It's on Amazon.
A scripted program.
It's scripted. It's on Amazon.
Is this like when you were watching the Paper Girls on Amazon?
Oh, couldn't help it. Couldn't stop watching it, actually. No, it's not like that.
How many seasons did it get?
Well, it's only on the first season right now. I've only watched two episodes, and I really like it. It's like, it's post-apocalyptic. It's,
Paper Girls only got one season.
Rein it in focus, please.
Okay, rain on me, tsunami.
And I'm liking it, and it's interesting, and well, it's based on a video game, but like it's.
I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
Who's in it? Anyone I know?
I don't know. Well, there's a character in the second episode that looks like kind of like my mom. But like, has anybody ever looked like somebody in your life, but like a extreme version? So it's like you can't tell that person, oh, somebody looks like you in the show, because it wouldn't be a compliment. Just, you understand what I'm saying? Like a characterized version.
And I'm just picturing like an Amy Sedaris character.
It's giving, yes, it's giving, it's disheveled at the very least.
Like if prosthetics, lots of prosthetics.
It's if my mom lived in a post-apocalyptic world, it's who my mom would be. And so I don't want to send her a screenshot. I can't send her a screenshot because she would really not vibe with receiving the information. But given if I could give her the context of like, if you were going through a lot of radiation and like from a nuclear bomb, and like you were living in a post-apocalyptic world and things were rough for you.
Didn't she already cry when you told her she had a bowl cut?
Doesn't ring a bell, but you know what? I am known to bully.
Wow, I can't wait to see that Twitter apology.
Anyway, Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me drafting this full apology to post for my first tweet in 6 months.
Okay, cool.
Just kidding, I've tweeted recently.
Oh, cool.
All right, everyone, goodbye. Cool. Where can people find you? Are you streaming this week?
I'm streaming this week, baby. Twitch.tv/Tyler Oakley. I'll see you there.
If you stay streaming, you don't gotta get streaming.
Oh.
California streaming by the mamas and the papas.
Okay.
Bye.